All right. MS, I'll tell the chevra. Last night, it was late at night in my house, and I was learning a beautiful piece of Torah, which I very much enjoyed, and I was thinking and thought I'd say it over this morning. I actually wrote up the whole Torah to say over this morning. That's what I planned on saying over, and if you don't believe me, I can show you the write-up. I have it in my bag. But this morning when I woke up, there was one Torah that was on my mind that I learned and heard many, many years ago from Moshe Weinberger. It was a pre-Slichos drasha that he gave many years ago. I don't remember what year it was. It was there. It had to be at least 10 years ago. I've been thinking about it a lot this morning. I feel like the Rebbe was telling me it's what I'm supposed to be telling over to the Chevra. I think it's very, very special. You know, we all know the most famous pasuk of Elul, of Rosh Tevos Elul, is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. There are many others. When you start learning in Svarim, you'll find many, many others. But the most famous is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. There are Es Levavcha, Es Levav Zarecha, is Rosh Tevos Elul. There are other deeper ways to get to Elul. If you learn B'nai Yisoskar, you see many, many psukim that allude to Elul in different ways. The most famous is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. And on a very pashut level, that makes sense, right? What does it mean? Ani L'doidi, I am to my beloved, V'doidi Li, and my beloved is to me. That's what these days are all about, a day of rebuilding and reconnecting in our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, with the Eibishter. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. We know as well, it's pointed out in the Mishnah Berura, that the Seifei Tevos of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, what are the end letters? Every letter is, of all those words, each one is Yud. Right? Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, Yud, 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 Yud. Yud is 10, Yud times 4 is what? Is 40. Alluding to these 40 days, Elul through the Aser Shemei Tshuva until Yom Kippur, are days of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. Days where we're focusing on our Rebbeinu Shalom, the relationship we have with the Rebbeinu Shalom in our life. But if I asked you before we knew this pasuk, if we were going to use a word for love, a word in Hebrew, to symbolize our love for another human being, what would that word be? What's the word that we all know is love in Hebrew? Ava, right? Ava, love. Why is it Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li? Why not Ani L'oyavi V'oyavi Li? Where's this word doidi? So we're used to it already, right? And we all know, we translate it as my beloved. But shouldn't it be Ani L'oyavi V'oyavi Li? Why Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li? Now that word doidi, in the root of the word doidi, we see also another word that we all know, we're all familiar with. What is that? Dod. What is dod? An uncle. Feter, right? An uncle. Dod is an uncle. What's the connection in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, when you find words with similar shirashim, there has to be a connection. Rav Samson Rav Hirsch is amazing at making those connections in such a beautiful way. What's the connection between the usage in this pasuk in Ella Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li and doid being an uncle? So listen as follows. Rav Moshe Weinberger explained many years ago that in life we have two different types of relationships. We have a blood relationship, a relationship that we've been born into, a relationship between a parent and a child to a parent, a sibling, an uncle, an aunt, a cousin. The blood relationship. And then we have relationships that in life we've chosen. Our friends, our relationships that we've chosen. And on the highest of levels, our relationship one day, b'shatayv matzlachas, with our wife, is a relationship that we've chosen. We were not born into it. And there's a ma'ilin chisaron. There's a ma'ilin chisaron in each of those relationships. What's the ma'ilin chisaron in a blood relationship? The ma'il of a blood relationship is no matter what, it's going to be there. I can't disconnect. My father is always my father. I might be upset at him, I might be mad at him. My mother is always my mother. My brother is always my brother. My sister is always my sister. My cousin is always my cousin. It's a relationship that is lenetzach nitzachim forever and ever. On the other hand, what's the chisaron in a blood relationship? I didn't choose it. If I didn't choose it, it might not be such an exciting relationship. It might not be so special to me. I might not really love the other person or care for the other person. I might see so many flaws where I don't care to spend time with that person. I don't cherish the relationship. I don't have admiration for the other individual. I was basically forced into this relationship. I was born into the relationship. So we have the milo that it's always there, but there's the chisaron that depending on the person, whether I'm going to be so close and loving towards that person. A relationship I've chosen is pumfakert. A relationship that I've chosen, I've decided to be in. Let's take that ultimate relationship with my wife, where I've chosen it. So by definition, obviously, in a good marriage, it's going to be a relationship which has tremendous love and admiration and care. I want to be in this relationship. I care to be in this relationship. I love the other person. It has a love on the highest of levels. But there's also a chisaron in that relationship. What is a chisaron? There are possibilities, and it can come to this, that it can be a relationship that has a disconnect. It can be a relationship that ends. There is a mesechtes gittin and a parish of gerishin in the Torah. And it's not necessarily l'netach nitzachim. It's not necessarily always there. So it has an ava on the highest of level, but there's a chisaron that it can end. Similar on a lower level to our friendships in our life that we've chosen. Now, what we know that in marriage, even though maybe this is not so accepted, but in marriage halachically, there are many relatives that are allowed to marry. There are relatives that are not allowed to marry. Obviously, a brother and sister are not allowed to marry. But already cousins are allowed to get married. And it used to be much more common. It's not as common anymore, although there still goes on. The closest relative that are allowed to get married is an uncle and a niece. An uncle and niece are allowed to get married. Now, I know that might sound to some of you a little strange, and maybe the relationships you see with your sisters and their uncle doesn't seem like a relationship that ever could end in a marriage. But on a halachic level, an uncle and niece are allowed to get married. There was a great woman who was an expert in Tanakh on a very high level that many of us study, that many of you have heard of, I'm sure, Nechama Leibovitz. Nechama Leibovitz, right? You've heard of Nechama Leibovitz? Nechama Leibovitz was married to her uncle. Nechama Leibovitz was married to her uncle. Her doid. She was married to her doid. And what happens? What happens when an uncle and a niece get married? You know what happens when an uncle and niece get married? On a philosophical level, taking outside of that relationship, what you have now is a kesher, a relationship with Alamilas. When you have an uncle and a niece marrying, suddenly you have a blood relationship. You have an uncle and niece, so that relationship can never cease to exist. But you also have the mila of a relationship that has been chosen. That I want to be this, that I'm excited, that there's an ava, there's a love and admiration on a very high level. You have a relationship when an uncle marries a niece. You have a relationship with Alamilas. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. Choosing that relationship of doid is specifically to teach us that's how deep, that's how special our kesher shel kayama, our relationship needs to be and should be and we should aspire to have in our relationship with the Eibishter, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That I want with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the fireworks, the excitement, the ava, the love, and when I open up my Gemara, I want to feel it, I want that argosha, I want the excitement. When I daven, I want to walk into the tefillah and take my three steps back and feel that I'm in the palace of the king and have that ava that I'm choosing and excitement of that love. But I also want, and I also have to remember, there are going to be difficult times, and I also want the kesher relationship of a blood relationship where it's never going to cease to exist. Where even when it's hard, and even when I'm not so inspired, and even though I'm not so excited, I'm still coming home. I'm still together with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I understand deeply that it works both ways. The Ribbono Shel Olam is still with me. That through thick and thin, as they say, we're in this together through the good times and the bad. Bezus Hashem is Baruch, just to sidetrack for one moment, Halavai Bezus Hashem is Baruch, that should be your relationship with your with your wife one day, Bisha Toiva. Where halavai bez Hashem, the relationship should be so deep, where halavai it's on an ava on the deepest of levels and the most special of levels, where you feel that love and you want to be with that person always. But realizing as well in a realistic, practical world that there are times where there are difficulties, there are times when we fight, there are times when we have a difficult day. If you go into a marriage thinking it's going to be fireworks 24/7 and the expectations are so high, you're doomed for failure. Specifically at the beginning of the marriage, specifically when you're learning what marriage is about, when you're learning how to communicate, there are some difficult times. But we have to recognize and realize hopefully that relationship should be that relationship of Anila Doidi. That relationship which is both on that level, on the highest of levels of Av, of love, that I'm choosing it, but on a level where there can never be a disconnect. It's a relationship where I'm in it always. And by the way, you want to know the avodah, how to fix it and get back to that deep level of love when you're feeling out of it a little bit. It's exactly as the pasuk says. It's ani l'dodi and then v'dodi li. So with your wife, b'shataiva one day, you're feeling that there are some things that need tikkun, that need fixing. Don't wait for her to fix it. Don't wait for it just to happen. Ani l'dodi. Give more effort. Give more to wife. Show more love. And then v'dodi li, she'll come back. The love will be expressed back towards you as well, and you'll rebuild in a beautiful way. As Rav Dessler explained so beautifully, at the root of ahava is hav, is to give. And that doesn't just mean, if you want to see this, that the raya, that there's tremendous love, is that you're giving. It also works vice versa. If I want to build love, and I want to build and get back to where the love is felt, hav, I have to give in order to build that love. And that has to be understood when it comes to marriage. And that has to be understood in each and every one of your marriages one day, that it's all about have, it's all about giving, and that builds that love. And the times when you feel a little bit out of it, ani l'daydi, I'm giving, and then v'daydi li. But so much more so for you at this point in your life, and for all of us always, with the Eibishter, with the Rabban Shalom, it's ani l'daydi. When I don't have to give you musr, I don't have to give chizuk, when the times are great, and when the ava is, I'm choosing it, and it's that relationship of marriage that I'm choosing, that's easy, it's great, I feel it, it's exciting, it's a Yom Kippur, it's a Simchas Torah, it's a Purim, it's a Shabbos Kodesh, it's a good Seder at the beginning of Zman with his chachos. I don't have to give you chizuk about feeling that. But at the other times, you know what the avoid is? Ani l'doidi. Put in more effort, you'll rebuild, the doidi li, it will come back. Never chas v'shalom be misyayish and disconnect. It has to be that relationship of the tremendous ava, the relationship b'li any type of level of disconnect. This is what we said this morning, as we say every Monday. Miyala bar Hashem u'miyakum b'mkom kacho. Miyala bar Hashem. Who's going to rise themselves up to the mountain? Who's going to raise themselves up to that level of excitement and mamish hargoshas alev yale? That's one level which we all have felt, and we all have been there, done that, and hopefully we're feeling miyale. Halavai, we should always feel miyale. But the avoid is not just miyale bar Hashem, it's miyakum kom kacho. Who's going to be established there? Who's going to stay there? Who's going to make sure that through thick and thin, through the good times and the bad, I am there, I'm with you, Rabbeinu Shalom. And then v'doy dili, the Rabbeinu Shalom's with us. The fight that we have to give at times, in the difficult times, in the times when I'm uninspired, where I'm not so excited. It's the famous Torah, as we all know, and I have to go through the whole Torah, but we just heard it in yeshivas. I don't know how many of you were here when Rav Shai Shechter told us this Torah again yesterday. The Torah of Esakev Esacha Tasev Aboikev Esakev Esasheni Tasev Ben Arbayim. The Torah of consistency. The Torah of not just in the exciting times of Shema Yisrael, but the times of Esakev, Esachat, Esababok, our Karban Tomid. That Karban Tomid represents our Avodah Hashem. That Karban Tomid is Tamidios, it's consistency, is day in and day out. Day in and day out. And that's Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li teaching me. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li has such depth to it now, we understand. It's not just a relationship with Hashem. It's a relationship with Hashem with tremendous excitement. It's a relationship with Hashem with consistency. You know, I'll tell the chevra, I have a Talmud this morning, should all have him in our tefillos. Of a Talmud this morning who got on a plane from New York to Los Angeles to LA to start to be in a rehab facility. A Talmud who has battled, unfortunately, a few times already and been in various rehabs and unsuccessfully, for short periods of time successful, but unfortunately relapsed a few times. And Baruch Hashem, he has the will and desire, and he's going back, and it took a lot. He himself doesn't unfortunately, as many of you know, it's very expensive. We had to raise money, and Mamish, even the flight itself, just to get the money. So eventually, that's why he had to go. He took a flight, eventually to LA through. He was going to stop over North Carolina, and then to LA. It's taking him a whole day, basically, to get to LA. But he's going, and he's signed up, Bezer Hashem is Baruch, and he should be Matzliach. But he's not signed up to go for a month, and just to clean himself up and to try to come back into society. He's going right now for 6 months. 6 months, stopping his whole life, jumping to the other side of the country for 6 months. 6 months to work on himself. 6 months to grow. 6 months to hopefully move away from that which he needs to move away from. Because he understands, and we all understand, that the quick high and the quick excitement and the cleanup at first, it's not enough. It has to be where it becomes part of his life consistently. It has to be where he's going to go and deal with ups and downs for a while until he's ready to come back and be Matzliach. And that's a long... That takes a long... A lot of time. It takes a lot of time to prove not just Miyala Bar Hashem, but Miyachim Kohen Kodesh. And that's our Avoida Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Our Avoida Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li is not just the relationship we're choosing, but the relationship that has been chosen for us. And we're not going to leave it no matter what. And I'm going to push through in every situation, in every circumstance. And therefore, Elul is not just for Elul. Elul is not just for Rosh Hashanah. Elul is not just for Yom Kippur. Elul is to work on ourselves and to prove for an entire year that we should be Matzliach. Be'ez Hashem Yitzbarach. Every single one of you, every single one of us, we should be Zeiche. That these days of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, we should build a relationship with Hashem, of a Kesher Shel Kiyama, a relationship with Halavai. We always feel that excitement and closeness. But in times we're not, we realize how connected we are. And we don't chas v'shalom walk away. And that in that tzchus will be zoicha to be mezakeh b'din, to have a year of bracha, a year of atzlacha, and tzivach simen toivah for us and for all of Klal Yisrael. There's the top or the bottom?
What should we call it?
Do you have any titles?